Curry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Harpersville. 8-0 is our halftime score. Both teams now beginning to make their way back out onto the field as we have about a minute on the halftime clock. Good crowd today coming over the hills from Walton as they have the chain link fence decorated. It says Walton Warriors Go Orange Crush on a big sign, and then all the individual players are listed on orange footballs all hanging from the fence. And that's not even to talk about the things that are going on here at Harpersville. Harpersville is enjoying its homecoming weekend, and it's interesting because I would like to have the tent concession here because the tents are all over the place as we have various groups that are set up to advertise their group and hopefully make a little bit of money in the meantime. The Hornets back on the field. The Walton Warriors making their way down the hill from the school. And they will be here in a matter of moments. So we have football coming up for you next week. We already told you that we will have the grudge match between the Unitego Spartans and Sydney coming to you from Sydney next Friday night. Billy and I will be there for that contest. And then we take to the road and go over to Delhi to watch these very same Harpersville Hornets take on the Delhi Bulldogs in our first appearance at Delhi this season. So you get to see another one of the schools in our listening area coming up next week there, Billy. I suppose it would help if I turned your back up.
Yeah, and it's crazy. We were talking about off air a little bit just how this week is the second to last week of the regular season. Next week is the last week, and then we have the playoffs in just 2 weeks. And I don't know about you, but it just feels like it was yesterday when we were at Norwich covering that Oneonta-Sydney game on August 31st.
I'll tell you what's even more incredible, and I was going to say this to you, that you went away on a very small college vacation because they had a break for the holidays, and you miss a week, and it seems like a heck of a long time that we haven't done a game together. And that was just simply 1 week off, and it seems like weeks, months, years. So we're about ready to go here. They have now put up new time up on the clock and are getting ready to go. The officials are chatting with some of the coaches on the near sideline. The Walton Warriors now go to their bench on the far sideline, and we're just about ready to go. So it's time for us to get ready to move up and change the scoring stats. It's 8-0 here. All of that scoring action came up in the first quarter of this ball game. In fact, at 4:15, when there was a touchdown put in by the Walton Warriors, and that's the only scoring we've had. 8-0 is our score now. And it will be both of these teams trying to wrap it up. It is going to be action in Division 8 as the Harpersville Hornets and the Walton Warriors each came into this game with a 1-0 league record. And the winner will walk out in a much more enviable position than the one who has to lick the wounds today. Well, both teams getting back out onto the field, and I think it's time that we put Mr. Billy Blake to work. And to carry you through the third quarter, it will be the aforementioned Billy Blake as the officials count the number of players out on the field.
Thank you, Harry. And Joe Sinistor setting this ball on the tee for Walton. Walton kicking from left to right. Harpersville back deep, and Harpersville is actually sneaking up. They have a lot of guys up on the line at the 50, possibly expecting an onside kick. It is number 4, Dylan Lindsay, back deep for the Hornets.
I do believe that you can anticipate a not long kick.
And that was a low line drive, and that one rolls out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
We see a flag. Now, that may have been because the kick went out of bounds, but there is a yellow flag thrown. At about the 30-yard line, the official comes over, picks up the football on the track, carries it back in, and we'll see where they're going to march things off.
So the official's going over and re-spotting the ball. The coaches for Harpersville were right there, so they had a quick word with the officials, too, to go over the penalty flag. And no time came off the clock, so Harpersville will start this drive on their own 35-yard line. 8-0, Walton leads it as they are trying to come on the road here in Harpersville and pick up the victory. Devin Dean, the sophomore quarterback, 5'11", 180, leads the way for the Hornets. It's a quarterback keeper, Devin Dean running to his left, and he picks up one, maybe two.
And, of course, remember, we have all kinds of football games going on at the college level, the pro level. Had an opportunity last night, Billy, to listen to that Baltimore ball game as I was driving home. It's so good because you have so many things going on in sports right now at this time of year.
Second down and 8 for the Hornets on their own 37. Receiver split out to the right. That's 82, Logan Dietzman. They keep it on the ground, the option, and the quarterback, Dean, keeps it himself. Devin Dean, down at about his own 43-yard line, he picks up three or four, closer to a first down.
I am becoming more and more impressed every time Devin Dean carries that football. He's a heady youngster, only a sophomore, but really showing his mettle. Now, his brother had been... We've been watching him for the last 3 years, so I don't know why I should be surprised. But anytime a new player comes on and a young player and does well, you make note of him.
Third and 3 for Harpersville. And they have a man in motion. That's Mason Dean, number 20. And Mason Dean down at the midfield marker. That will be a first down Hornets.
Yeah, Mason Dean that time had good running room, and he picked up a long 12, possibly 13 yards as he has managed to get right up to the chalk mark at the 50-yard line.
So the drive continues on for the Hornets, looking for their first points of the afternoon. First and 10. Dietzman, the receiver, lines up to the left. Quarterback keeper again, Devin Dean, running right up the middle, and he picks up 5 yards. He's tackled at the Walton 45-yard line.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to see. Devin Dean that time held that football for just a moment as if anybody across the way would be expecting him to hand it off to somebody, and then all of a sudden he just exploded forward, picks up 5.
Dietzman again split out to the left. Kimmel in the backfield. They fake to Kimmel, and Devin Dean keeps it himself, and Devin Dean running along the far sidelines. He is pushed out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Another Hornets first down.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet. He picked up 10 very quickly. By the time they spot where he went out of bounds, they'll move it up to about the 13. So a good pickup for Devin Dean on that time. And he now has up over 20 carrying yards, most of them coming right here in this half.
Devin Dean with a few good runs, and now he's going to make his time coming to the line of scrimmage, trying to catch his breath. 9:56 on the clock in the third quarter. Man in motion is Lee, but they keep it on the ground with Andrew Kimmel. And Andrew Kimmel picks up a good, decent amount there. That will be about a gain of 6 or 7.
Yeah. That time, Kimmel got down close to the 25. In fact, they're going to place that football down inside the 25. We'll call it the 24. It will be a second and about 2.
Second and 2 at the 24. Kimmel in the backfield. Dietzman, the receiver, to the left. They fake to Mason Dean. They go back to Kimmel, and Kimmel is tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Don't think he got the first down.
That was exactly the same play as before. If you watch Kimmel, when he lined up, he went down on his knees, and then he came up a little bit into that crouch and ready to go, and he just exploded forward. Dean just spun around and handed him that football. He was already under a full head of steam and going. Same thing this time. Watch it.
Third and 1 for the Hornets. Flags are thrown as Devin Dean keeps himself on the quarterback keeper, but it will be a penalty on the Hornets, and that will push them back 5 yards.
Yeah, that was illegal procedure. That was a picture-perfect play in that Kimmel came up the same as he had on the two plays before, but instead of the handoff that time, Dean just tucked it back in and followed now Kimmel as a blocker.
Penalties have come back to haunt several teams that we've seen throughout the year. And in the first half, Harpersville converted on third down, but another penalty, I believe it was the same penalty, illegal shift, cost them that play. And now they have a third and about six.
Just moves it back inside the 30. We'll call it the 28.
Lee goes in motion. It's Mason Dean running right, and Mason Dean has plenty of running room. He's got a first down, and he is in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Hornets.
So Mason Dean going in from the 28. That one coming up in the third period with 8:26 showing on the clock. 28-yard run by Mason Dean, and we've seen it so many times before in previous years where Mason Dean churns out the yardage.
Stephen Lee was in motion. They faked the ball with him going left, and Mason Dean got it going to his right, and he had the first down, and then he broke a tackle around the 10-yard line, and he was in the end zone. Hornets are going to go for two and try to tie this game up. They go back to Mason Dean. Mason Dean running to the right, but he will not get in, and Walton retains a two-point lead. There is 8:26 to go in the third quarter. Walton 8, Harpersville 6.
Now, Mason Dean that time was not going to get the PAT run. They denied him of that, and it will keep the score at 8-6. So the Harpersville Hornets still need 2 points to get back into this ball game and get on top. Harry Graves along with Billy Blake here on homecoming weekend in Harpersville, as we are seeing two terrific games. Last night in the Friday night feature, it happened to be Shenango Forks taking on the Sydney Warriors in a game that was about as exciting as any high school football game I've seen in the past few years. It was a dandy. The lead changed about three times in the last 3 minutes of that ball game. It was just a great game. Here, it's 8-6. Walton came out to a first quarter lead. And now the Harpersville Hornets have just come back to make it 8-6.
Harpersville has Brandon Van Etten ready to kick this ball away. And the ball takes a couple of bounces. And they just land on it on their own 24-yard line.
Yeah, the man who came in that time was going to be Derek Mead. He is a 5'7 freshman, 123 pounds. He did not intend to down that football. I think he genuinely wanted to pick it up and run and actually lost his footing on that one. But at 123 pounds, I'm not certain what that was the wise choice.
So let's see how Walton responds after allowing Harpersville to get on the scoreboard for the first time today. 8:26 to go in the third quarter. Walton 8, Harpersville 6. Sinister, the quarterback, and he hands it off and running left.
The man is still up.
The man was running left. Not much going on that play for Walton.
And I still can't see exactly who carried the ball. I'm always thinking that it is going to be Kilmer when he runs. He is such a powerful runner. They actually did gain about 3 yards on that play by the time they got through with it.
Second and 7 for Walton from their own 28-yard line. Merrill, the tight end, line to the left. 3 in the backfield. It's Kilmer, Beers, and Spencer. And here's a run right up the middle. And Walton is down on their own 31-yard line that time.
Yeah, a gain of a couple of yards, and they're finally pulling the man up off the ground. That is going to be Trevor Spencer. Spencer, the senior back, manages to get the ball across the 30-yard line to about the 31. We'll call it third and still about four.
Walton trying to avoid the three and out in the second half. Third and four. Sinistor gets it. Hands it off to his man running left. And Harpersville sniffs that play out defensively. No first down for the Warriors there.
Yeah, that play is going to stop just about at the 30-yard line. The ball carrier getting about 1 yard, and that will be it. We'll see where they will spot it down, but it looks to be like it's going to be right on the chalk mark at the 30. Fourth, and we'll call it five, a loss on that play of about a yard.
So Trevor Spencer couldn't get anything going on third down. Robert Merrill back to punt for the Warriors. Stephen Lee is there for Harpersville, but he will let this ball just roll. And it takes a Walton roll all the way down to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, that is the first time, I do believe, that we have seen a substantial Walton roll. We've seen a number of kicks that have been by the Harpersville Hornets where they've gotten great yardage out of it. But this time it was the Walton Warriors who watched that ball just continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper into Harpersville territory.
Hornets getting the ball back with 6:19 to go in the third quarter. Receiver split left for the Hornets is 15, Taylor Niles. Dean, the quarterback, keeping it himself. Dean along the near sidelines. He has some running room, and now he is dragged down by a couple of Walton defenders.
Yeah.
Trevor Spencer was there first.
Yeah, Spencer was the man who really put the stick on him and brought him down, and then the reserves came in after that. The ball will be right down at the 25, 26-yard line.
So a gain of five for Devin Dean, and Devin Dean didn't have much quarterback runs in the first half, but they're using the option a bit more, the option keeper with Devin Dean, and as a result, Harpersville has put 6 points on the board in this second half already. Stephen Lee goes in motion. It's up the middle with Andrew Kimmel, and Andrew Kimmel gets a couple, and it will be third down for Harpersville.
Yeah, Kimmel that time went back to his right, and he picks up a couple of yards. Can't convert that into any longer drive, as there were a lot of white jerseys all over him. Sometimes you can carry one man with you, but it's tough to take two or three. 5:11 showing on the clock. 8-6 Walton, the score over Harpersville.
Niles split out right. Man in motion is Mason Dean, and Mason Dean gets the ball. Mason Dean trying to turn the corner, and he got the first down, but barely.
Yeah, that time Mason Dean managed to run a long way. Too bad most of it was across the field from the near hash mark to the far sidelines. But he still manages to pick up good yardage, about 8 on that run.
Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. 8-6 Warriors lead the Hornets. Quarterback keeper again, Devin Dean, just got the ball from his center, Silas Weckel, and took off up the middle, and he got a yard, if that.
So the ball will be right to the chalk mark at the 35. Actually, now they will move that marker on the far sidelines up for about a 2 yard gain. Mason Dean, watching his younger brother Devin Dean, look pretty good here in the opening moments of the second half. He has put 20-some yards on the board.
Lee goes in motion. Play action. Devin Dean wants to throw to the right. Pass was intended for John Andrews, but that one is incomplete.
Yeah, Andrews, despite being a 6'3 target, was not able to catch up to that football. It went out of bounds over on the far side. It'll bring up a third, and we'll call it about 8. The ball boy goes over and gets the dirty and wet football and brings it in. Exchanges it for a clean ball.
Devin Dean keeps it himself, and he had room to run, but I think he got tripped up by one of the linemen at the line of scrimmage, and that really helps out Walton.
By one of his own men, actually, as he trips over one of the linemen in front of him who was already on the ground. He just couldn't hurdle over them. 3:45 showing. The clock's still running. the Hornets now with a fourth down situation, and we'll call it seven.
Mason Dean will punt, and Trevor Spencer is back deep for Walton. He's standing at about his own 35-yard line. Mason Dean with a good punt, and Trevor Spencer will not return it. That ball will just roll. And Spencer was about to go pick it up, but then it rolls out of bounds, and it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors from their own 25.
I'll tell you, Stephen Lee was coming up very quickly that time, and he lost his footing on slipping on a, apparently there's a wet spot over there, and boy, I saw an instant collision coming. I was thinking all kinds of bad things about that one. So here we are, 3:18. In the third period of play, 8-6 is our score. The Walton Warriors still leading the Harpersville Hornets. Harpersville scored in the third period after watching the Walton Warriors lead through the entire first half by an 8-0 score. Walton now with the football.
Two receivers to the left for Sinistor. Two backs in the backfield. Now a man goes in motion. And Sinistor hands it off. I believe that's Spencer.
Yeah, I believe that that was going to be that time number 33, Trevor Spencer. Austin Kilmer went in motion, and then part of the play that they have has that man in motion then stop and just keep sort of running in place. That's exactly what Austin Kilmer did that time. And Trevor Spencer was the guy who would end up carrying the football.
Gain of two for Walton. Second down and 8. Three in the backfield for Sinistor to work with. And it's up the middle for
again,
a gain of 1 or 2.
Yeah, again, very short gain. The man who was carrying that time, I believe, was again Spencer. And they will say he got out to about the 32-yard line, it looks like.
So a third down situation for Walton in their own territory at about their own 32. Walton has an 8-6 lead late in this third quarter. Three in the backfield for the Warriors, and the ball comes out recovered by the Hornets.
Yeah, that was a loose football, and you could see that Devin Dean was right there to fall on it. Devin Dean saw that ball loose, and he just dove on it. And as a result, the Hornets will take over at the 37-yard line. First and 10. 2:03 showing on the clock as we head toward the end of period number 3.
Receiver split to the left for the Hornets. It's Dietzman. They keep it on the ground. Devin Dean, the quarterback, running himself, but he is down to the line of scrimmage, no gain.
Yeah, Devin Dean may have even lost a yard on that. The down marker is now being moved back just a little bit, so we'll call it second and 11 as the ball is down at about the 37.5-yard line, and we're down to a minute and a half remaining in this third period of play.
Kimmel in the backfield. Lee goes in motion from left to right. Austin Dean gets the ball. He runs right. This is the exact same play where they scored the touchdown, and Mason Dean has a first down near the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Mason Dean that time picks up about 14 yards, as Mason Dean did really well. That time he is now up to about 45 yards on the day, and it will be first and 10 for Harpersville from about the 23.
Dietzman split out left. Kimmel in the backfield. Lee goes in motion again. And Devin Dean the option, but the quarterback keeps it himself. Devin Dean running left, still on his feet. He keeps his footing, and now he is going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 1-yard line. Devin Dean had 3 or 4 Walton defenders on his back, but he was able to stay up and get an extra 3 or 4 yards just off of pure effort. First and goal for the Hornets.
So first and goal is indeed good news. If you think back to our first 2 weekends of this year, we saw games at Binghamton's Alumni Field involving Seton Catholic Central. Here
Devin
we go.
Dean, the quarterback, wants to run it up the middle himself, and now the officials come in, and it's a touchdown, Harpersville. Devin Dean recovered a fumble, and then he leads the offense down the field, and he runs it in from 1 yard out with just 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. And now the Hornets are going to go for two to try to make it a 14-8 score.
So 12-8 is our score now as Devin Dean scores on a one-yard plunge. I mentioned Seton Catholic Central. Seton is leading after we saw them being beat up twice. They're leading 16-14 over Moravia.
Devin Dean flips it back to Mason Dean, and Mason Dean running in. He's close to the goal line.
We'll have to watch.
And now
this.
The officials are going to come and spot it, and they do say Mason Dean got in, so the two-point conversion is good. Devin Dean runs it in for six, and his older brother Mason Dean gets a two-point conversion.
I'll tell you, I think that probably Mason Dean will always cherish the film of that particular play. The pitch came over to him, and he couldn't get a hold of it, and he's literally juggling it like a hot potato. Finally, he gathered it in and then had to really work to grind out the yards to get to the end zone. 14-8 is our score. So we are here seeing the Harpersville Hornets take the lead. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter coming up. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Harpersville Hornets getting ready to tee this ball up. It's Brendan Van Etten kicking it away. It's a low line drive kick towards the right side of the field, and that one is going to roll out of bounds near the 12-yard line.
We have seen so many Harpersville Hornet bounces. That kick took a definite Harpersville Hornet bounce and just kept on going and going and going. Finally going out of bounds, so they will move the ball back up to about the 35-yard line and put it in play at that point, and the Walton Warriors will have the football. Walton decked out in their white traveling jerseys. They have orange numerals, orange trousers, the hometown Harpersville Hornets, dark blue with white numerals.
So it's Sinistor and the rest of the offensive unit on the field for Walton, trying to come back and get in this game. They trail by six, and the first play from this drive goes for a loss on the play as Trevor Spencer was running left, but he had nothing.
Oh, who read that play perfectly? Mason Dean. He was in to drop the man for about a two-yard loss. Is that ball will now be at about the 33-yard line, and we'll call it second at about 12.
And the clock runs down with under 10 seconds to go, and Walton will just let the clock run out. So three quarters are in the books, and Harpersville, after trailing 8-0 at halftime, they have put two touchdowns on the board, and they have a 14-8 lead over Walton. We will take a quick timeout on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly
supports high school football on WCDO. With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Fourth quarter underway, and to bring you the play-by-play, here is Harry Graves.
Oh, wasting no time at all. It's going to be the Walton Warriors as a pitch will go out in there. It looks to me like it is going to be Trevor Spencer. He has a long run, gets across midfield, and as a first down at the 45 in Harpersville Hornet territory. Well, it was, if you could say one quarter, Walton Warriors, it was the first quarter. Then the third quarter belonged all to the Hornets. And now here we go, opening seconds of quarter number four, and it appears to be in the books for the Walton Warriors. This time Austin Kilmer goes in motion, takes the handoff from Matt Sinistor, goes to the far sidelines, and picks up about six.
And going back to the long run by Spencer on the first play from scrimmage of the quarter, that's exactly what the Warriors needed. They have to get some momentum back when you're on the road, just giving up 14 points 12 minutes ago. So Walton has to get at least deep into territory of Harpersville to get some momentum back, even if they don't get a touchdown.
So Kilmer, 150-pound junior, six-footer, picks up good yardage that time. Second and about four. Kilmer again goes in motion. This time will not get the great run. He may have the first down as he is up there very close to first down territory. And we're waiting for the official signal. The chain gang is all ready to move. Now they'll say first down. The ball is at the 35. So the Warriors continue to keep that drive going.
Yeah, that was Trevor Zant, who we haven't seen much of today. I watched him in the pregame warm-ups. He was taking reps with some of the first-team starters on offense. And as we mentioned with Kaminsky missing the rest of the season, you really have to utilize the rest of your players at the quarterback position, whether it's Zant or Sinistor.
10:20 showing on the clock. The ball will again be by Austin Kilmer as he will move to the right, get a little bit of running room, pick up about four, finally be brought down at about the 32-yard line. It will bring up a second and seven. So the Warriors continue to move as they have the opportunity to move. Sinistor in company, this time playing in the shotgun. The snap comes back to Kilmer. Kilmer finds running room, gets a first down, is finally going to be brought down, way down at about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Trevor Zant just coming in and getting that direct snap out of the shotgun, and it's been a new wrinkle thrown in here by Walton in this fourth quarter, and it's got Harpersville pretty off guard here as they are driving deep in Hornets territory.
We will have a timeout called by Harpersville as we are going to take a pause, and the defensive unit wants to make sure everything is set. The ball is at about the 11-yard line. We'll be back with more on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
14-8 is our score. The hometown Harpersville Hornets leading it on homecoming weekend over the Walton Warriors. So here we go. First and 10 from the 12. A man goes into motion, and the snap comes right back to Trevor Zant. This time he will be brought down hard as Tyler Gates, a 6'2", 220-pound junior, read that one perfectly and brings down Zant.
Yeah, that timeout was much needed because with this formation now that we're seeing from the Warriors and Trevor Zant and the shotgun, they needed to find ways to stop him and cover their gaps, and the linemen have done a much better job, as it showed on that play, with their assignments.
Second and 12. Once again, it's Zant calling out the signals, and he will hand the ball off this time, and look out, going into the end zone, but coughing it up. Trevor Spencer was the man who carried it in, so he will get credit for that touchdown. As soon as Spencer went down, he coughed up the football, but the official was right there to say that the touchdown will count. 14-14 is our score at this point. And we have an extra point attempt still coming up. Here come the Walton Warriors again. They will try to go for it. And the ball will be pitched back in there to Zant, and it will be no go as the Harpersville Hornet defensive unit holds, led in there that time by Andrew Kimmel, and it's a 14-14 ball game with 8:52 showing. You're listening to sports on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harpersville will get the ball back as they try to regain the lead. 14-14 the score, and there's the kickoff.
And with that, it's going to be Niles running it back up. He will be forced out of bounds, but not until after he gets to the high side of the 40. So it will be Harpersville taking over first and 10 at the 41. They move the chains on up, and it will be the Hornets trying to build to their 14-14 tie. Devin Dean fakes it into the gut of one man, pulls it back out, decides to keep it himself, gets up to a 34-yard line. Gain on that play of a couple.
And going back to that two-point conversion for Walton here, I mean, you don't think about it that often, but boy, those 2 points and extra points even can really come back to make or break that game. It could be the difference between a win or a loss, and 14-14 tie now. I feel like it's going to come down to a two-point conversion.
The ball will be kept on the ground, and it is going to be Dean keeping the ball himself this time. Manages to get up to the 49, almost the 50-yard line. Third and about two as he continues to just look good, play after play. 7:50 showing on the clock, final period, 14-14, Harpersville and Walton. Snap going to be picked up by Devin Dean, who will hand it off to brother Mason Dean. Mason Dean, 5 yards, first down.
Big run for Mason Dean, and both of these teams, Harry, have made the proper offensive adjustments. For Walton, they've gotten Trevor Zant more involved with direct snaps in the shotgun, and then on the flip side of that, for Harpersville, more quarterback keepers for Devin Dean. Both strategies have seemed to work out.
So Mason Dean gets the ball to about the 45, first and 10. It will be pitched back to Mason Dean, who will get back across the line of scrimmage down to about the 47.5, so you can give him a couple pickup. It will bring up a second, and we'll still call it 8. Inside 7 minutes now, 6:54, and the clock is running. The Hornets break out of the huddle. A man split off to the near side this time, and they're ready to go. The ball will be kept in there by Devin Dean. He'll get inside the 40 once again, picking up good yardage. If you can continue to get 4 yards every play, you own the ball game. It is third and about two.
Yeah, they've been both Dean brothers, Mason and Devin, on this drive, have been doing the carrying, and they're getting 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. And if you're going to have third downs, you obviously want them to be a bit shorter. And they had a third down and two earlier. They went to Mason Dean. Now they have another third down and two. Let's see who they go to this time.
Devin Dean getting the play from the bench. He's going to send a man in motion, but a little bit too soon, and flags will fly all over the place. So they're going to say that that went offside against the Walton Warriors. And it will be a quick 5 yards, and that's going to be enough for the first down for the Harpersville Hornets.
Yeah, Walton just handing Harpersville a first down there. You never want to make it easier for your opponents, but Walton has had a few penalties defensively at the line of scrimmage, some offside, some encroachment.
This is one of those where we have windows on three sides of this press box. Now, in order to get the best view of the field, I have to look out the side window, and it's Devin Dean who tries to hurdle his way over defenders, gets the ball down to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, he went airborne that time, trying to go up and over the defender, and a penalty on Harpersville. They have a holding call, so that will bring the play back.
Well, I'll tell you, he had gotten down for about a gain of about 8 or 9 on that play before the penalty. Heads up playing by Devin Dean.
10 yards from the spot of the foul.
As I move from the front window to the side window, I sort of feel like the old engineer looking out the window of a big old train. Well, after the penalty, they're going to move it back to the 36. It is going to be Devin Dean to Mason Dean, and Mason Dean will again get good yardage as he gets down to the 30, inside the 30 to the 28-yard line, very close to a gain of, we'll say, what, 8 or 10?
And the one thing about the option, you need to have a sense of trust between the quarterback and the halfback, and with the Dean brothers, you can obviously tell they trust each other running this option. We've seen it so many times this second half especially.
Second and 7. This time Devin Dean will keep it, and they're going to tie him up immediately right at the 30-yard line. It will bring up a third down. And still about 7. He's inside the 30 to about the 28. So they'll adjust that, and we'll call it 3rd and 6. So Harpersville sees 4 minutes and 6 seconds on the clock. A tie is okay. A win would be a heck of a lot better. Here comes Devin Dean. He puts Lee in motion. He goes to his brother Mason Dean. Mason Dean tries to get around the right side, gets inside the 25, is hit hard there, and it brings up a 4th, and we'll call it 2. The ball just inches inside the 25.
Yeah, and this is a no-brainer for the Hornets. They are going to go for it here, and it was an aggressive run by Mason Dean on 3rd down. That was a good play call. I mean, you know you're going to go for it on 4th down regardless, so you don't have to try to get the 1st down on a 3rd and long. They got 3 or 4 yards on the ground with Dean. It sets themselves up for a much easier 4th down conversion if they can actually get it.
So 4th, and we'll call it 2. And now we will have timeout charge 2. The Harpersville Hornets, coached in there by Tim Petras. He wants to make sure that he maps out the play very clearly to his charges. 3 minutes, 5 seconds remaining on the clock. Next week, these Harpersville Hornets will take on the other of the Delaware County teams. They get Walton in town this week. Next week, they travel to Delhi. We will have that game for you on Saturday afternoon. Our Friday night game this coming weekend will be on Friday night against the Sydney Warriors go up against their arch rival Unitego in a non-league encounter. So a non-league game in our Friday night feature, a league contest here in Division 8 in our Saturday afternoon game. We've got 3 minutes, 5 seconds remaining on the clock in this contest. 14-14 is our score. And the Harpersville Hornets are driving 4th and 1 from inside the 25. Devin Dean pitches it to Stephen Lee. Lee has lots of running room, and Lee will have a touchdown. He goes into the end zone, drops the football, and goes into his celebration. So give Stephen Lee a 24-yard pickup. Now probably about 23-yard pickup. So with that, the scoreboard reads Harpersville 20, Walton 14. We saw a great game last night, 31-30. And Billy and I looked at each other, and Billy said, I hope tomorrow is as good as today. The point after attempt will be no good. Final 3 minutes of this ball game coming up in just a moment with Harpersville trying to defend a 6-point lead. Harpersville 20, the Walton Warriors 14, and we'll be back with the conclusion of this game in just a moment on your station for sports, WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Fans are out in full force as we have the final minutes of this game on homecoming weekend with Harpersville and Walton.
And the kickoff will go down and be picked up down there by number 26. That is going to be Van Sant, or Kilmer. I don't know which one of the two picked it up. And it will be advanced to, we'll call it, the 28-yard line and be first and 10. For the Walton Warriors from there. So, Harpersville on the defense, and they say that defense wins ball games. We'll see if it does.
The one good thing for Walton, they have all three timeouts left with 2:50 on the clock, so they have more than enough time to drive downfield.
Kilmer goes in motion. The snap is to Zant. Zant wants to throw. He tries to go to Kilmer. Incomplete forward pass. Second and 10 to go. 2:44 showing on the clock.
Kilmer was heavily guarded there, and there was some contact after the ball had been passed by Kilmer, so that's why there was no flag for pass interference.
All of a sudden, the field is basking bright sunlight. We have a break in the clouds, and it's comfortable for the fans. The snap came back to Zant, but a man was off and running, and let's see, will it be Kilmer who cares? No, it's going to be who ended up tearing that one?
Spencer.
So Spencer will lose a couple of yards as he could not manage to get through the Hornet defense. Play will resume at about the 25. It's going to be third, and we'll call it 13.
And Walton doesn't need to get the first down here. You know they're going to go for it on a fourth down. So even if you just get 6, 7, or 8 yards and make it closer for the fourth down try.
Zant going to carry himself this time. He's got a hole. He will get across midfield. He is finally going to be tripped up as he is brought down by number 20, Mason Dean. So Dean, who sparked offensively, now probably saved a touchdown with a good defensive play. Off on the near sidelines, co-captain Dusty Carroll is waving to the audience saying, come on, make some noise, get into this game. Out on the field, the play will be a stack-up for the Harpersville Hornets. The Walton Warriors are going to take time out. That play ended right at the line of scrimmage. So here we are, a minute and a half remaining, 1:34 officially. The ball will be spotted down just inside the 45-yard line at about the 44.5.
And Trevor Zant has been utilized so effectively in the second half for the Warriors. He had that big run on third down for Walton, giving them the first down. And Walton calling the timeout here. And even though it's a timeout, Walton, this timeout helps the Hornets just as much. It gives their defensive guys a quick breather so they can get some energy back to try to stop Zant and the rest of the offensive crew of Walton.
20-14 is our score. and we mentioned that the break in the clouds put bright sunlight on the field with this many clouds in the sky. And you don't see blue sky above us at all. You would think that this would just be a hole in the clouds and we'd be back in shadow again. That is not the case. Here we go. The Warriors are ready to go. The snap will go back to Zant, and he is going to keep it himself. Right side, look out. He may have room, but again, he is going to be brought down. This time, there is a flag on the field at about the 35. And we'll see if it falls in that position. You almost think it's going to be against the Walton Warriors, and it is. So it will be holding against the Warriors. And with that, the good run by Zant will be nullified.
And penalties have come back to Walton, and there have been some penalties on Harpersville today as too, but it just seems like the big penalty has always come against Walton.
20-14 is our score, 1:25 showing on the clock. Split to the near side. It is going to be Brandon Schofield in the shotgun. The ball will come back in there to Zant. Zant tries to hand it off. The ball is jarred loose, and the Harpersville Hornets will recover. Coming up off the bottom of the pile, Dylan McCaffrey. He is a guard on the offensive unit, 5'9", 214-pound senior. Plays in one of those positions that is not known as a glory position. He gets his moment of glory right there. 1:11 showing on the clock in this ballgame. First and 10, Hornets from the 41-yard line. Harpersville will split a man way off to the far side. And the play will be Devin Dean just simply dropping down and letting the time run off. And you can expect to see a long huddle for the Hornets. Loss on that play of about a yard. It will put it back to the 40-yard line. And now the clock just runs down, 44 seconds. The Hornets come out of the huddle. The coaches say, don't cough up the football. So here is Devin Dean. He sees 30 seconds. He hasn't even gone down into his crouch. Now he does. He takes a knee. And that should pretty much end it right there. As a very happy Harpersville Hornet team comes off the field. Brendan Van Etten, another one of those guards, takes his helmet off and walks to the near sideline. Stephen Lee also takes his helmet off, and he walks to the sideline. And now time has run out. So, Billy, you said a good game we should see, and we got a good game.
We not only had a good game, we had a phenomenal weekend. This was just two great football games we were able to cover this weekend on WCDO, and Harpersville caps it off with a huge win on homecoming.
So we have ourselves a 20-14 Harpersville win over the visiting Walton Warriors. We will be back with a recap and a summary and all of the other business coming up in just a moment. I'm Harry Graves. Billy Blake is here. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
One of the things that you really like to see in high school sports is happiness. Well, on homecoming weekend, there has been great happiness. I see that there is going to be a bit of a sabotage dunking coming up on the part of one of the coaches as we see Mason Dean, number 20, and number 33. That is Anthony Grausgruber, who goes out and dumps the old water bucket all over the coach. And we see Stephen Lee, number 7, being introduced and interviewed to the television audience. So the first quarter of this ball game all belonged to Walton. They scored. Beers on a 6-yard or a 2-yard plunge that made it 6-0, and then the point after run was good by Spencer, made it 8-0. It was that way until halftime, and then Mason Dean managed to have a 28-yarder, which made it a whole lot closer, 8-6. Devin Dean then managed to put up another touchdown for the Harpersville Hornets. Walton came back early in the fourth quarter to tie it up 14-14, and then it was a 23-yard run by Stephen Lee that made it 20-14. Neither of those fourth-quarter touchdowns managed to generate any sort of point-after attempt, but they weren't needed in that particular case. Billy, you said it before, we saw a weekend with two good football games.
Yeah, absolutely, and what a weekend for me to come back and return here to WCDO with the game we had last night with Sydney and Shenango Forks, and now today with Harpersville and Walton. And Harpersville, last week they got a good test in Unadilla Valley. It was a close win for them, and another close test for them this week, too. I mean, they did have some blowout wins earlier on in the season, but I think they're showing some people that even though they might have not have had the opponents that could match up with them, they matched up well with Walton and this week in Unadilla Valley last week, so they are proving some of the doubters wrong, so to speak.
Well, as far as their record is concerned, now they take a very enviable position because I believe they are on top of the rat race. Where am I here? Yep, it's Harpersville going to be sitting up on top. They are now 2-0 in Division 8 play, 5-1 overall. Our post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. And NBT Bank member FDIC awards the Offensive Player Award, and, well, offense, who do we give it to? Mr. Billy.
It was really tough for me. A lot of good runs for both teams. I ended up going to the little guy, Stephen Lee, for Harpersville. He had the go-ahead touchdown for the Hornets late in the fourth quarter. Big run for him, Stephen Lee, offensive player of the game.
So it is congratulations to Stephen Lee for a very good performance today. Post-game show also being brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet store in Unadilla or in Oneonta or in North Norwich or their new location in Margaretville. Dynamic defensive player.
Dylan McCaffrey for the Hornets. He recovered that fumble, putting the game away for Harpersville, and then the offensive unit came in on the field, just took a couple of kneel downs, and that was it. Dylan McCaffrey, the defensive lineman, coming up with the fumble. He's the defensive player of the game.
And as far as our all-purpose player is concerned, that award is given by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And you can always call Rose Smith at Sydney 563-3533 and discuss your insurance problems. All-purpose awardee, Mr. Billy.
The sophomore, Devin Dean, the quarterback for the Hornets. He got it done on offense, especially in the second half with a lot of runs out of the backfield. He had good carries in that second half, and then you look at him defensively. He recovered a fumble in the game as well. He really kept his team in it. He is a leader, and he's only a sophomore. I'm really interested to see how this kid does in the next 2 years of his high school football playing career. He just had tons of leadership from this kid. Really was composed late in the game when things got pretty tense out there. Devin Dean, the all-purpose player today.
You know, you can make that happen. It's called graduate program at SUCO. So the final score, again, it happened to be still up on the lighted scoreboard at the end of this field. 20-14 is our score. Next week it will be another game involving the Sydney Warriors against Unitigo at Sydney on Friday night, and then we're on the road on Saturday following these Harpersville Hornets as they go over to take on Coach Kelly's boys over in Delhi. We hope that either one of those games will find you in the stands, because that's always the best place to see a game. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. As we always say, thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Harpersville High School, good afternoon, everybody.